Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Noble. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Corwin. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Corwin. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Kelly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Kelly. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Noble and he is out, Stanky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Corwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corwin hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irvin moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to third. Mays moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 1 in the game. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Corwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Corwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to third. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly fires to third and picks off Stanky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 2 in the game. Noble is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Corwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Corwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson strikes out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanky for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Irvin steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 3 in the game. Noble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Corwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Corwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz bunts towards the mound. Corwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Baumholtz moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.